Father, without you, we can do nothing. So I'm asking for your anointing right now to give this word so that it will awaken inside those who have had a puzzle time about their walk with you. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Lord, give us ears and understanding in our hearts. Give us perception by your Holy Spirit. Give us instruction and counsel by your Holy Spirit so that we will receive this word and then carry it to its fulfillment. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to take you to Romans chapter 5. This week, the Lord has been pushing my buttons because of a vision that came on Sunday. And the vision was that the breastplate that I wear is not completed. That it had a voile or a veil over the heart. So I ran to the Lord with this. Because when the Lord gives a vision, he's got a plan. Amen? Okay. So I remembered, because it just bounced into my heart, that the breastplate of righteousness is what makes your covering over your chest and your heart. Now, if it's thin, what's wrong?
It can be pierced.
Huh?
If it's thin, it can be pierced.
That's right. So what's wrong with this is because now there's a need for that righteousness to be believed 100%. Because undoubtedly there's some questions, some doubts, some accusing voices, etc., etc., that are able to penetrate me. That's not comfortable. I could hear that there might be a few others here that have the same problem. So the answer is, and I'm going to use the Amplified because the Amplified is clearer than the NIV. The NIV uses the word justified. But the Amplified goes deeper. The Amplified uses several words to penetrate. So in my NIV, I made a little note. And I put down, therefore, since we have been made righteous by faith. The Amplified says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous. Did you get it? We are justified, acquitted, and declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith. It's not through your actions, it's not through your behavior. It's not what you try to do. It is something that's already done for you. Your problem and my problem is to believe it. But what happens is our unbelief button sticks out sometimes. Okay? And it robs us. And I'm declaring it for me as well as for you. See, I need this word just as much as you do. And sometimes I can preach myself pretty happy. I've seen a few smiles. Okay? That's because of the Holy Ghost getting a hold of my mouth, and sometimes some things comes out of me that I would have never thought of, and then I have to re-listen to get a better view of what Jesus in me is capable of doing. Not only to you, but to me as well. So, I want you to try this one on for size. Therefore,
since we are justified,
acquitted,
declared righteous,
and given a right standing
with God
through faith,
let us grasp the fact
that we have
the peace
of reconciliation
to hold and to enjoy.
Peace with God.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Messiah, the Anointed One.
The Messiah, the Anointed One.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
If you want to cut it short, use the NIV, but change the word. So that you're not going to have the word just justified, the word righteous needs to be in there. Since we have been made righteous and justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Now, along with this is the reality check that you're going to have to put up with a few accusing thoughts that usually come into your brain. Those accusing thoughts is, well, if you had done everything right the past 20 years, you'd be all set by now. And if it's not 20 years, it could be 2 months. If it's not 2 months, it could be 2 days. Whatever the accuser can come up with, and I'm not blaming the devil. It's your memory banks. How many know the memory banks are really the beast in you? The Antichrist in you. Pushing your buttons just to shut you down. He doesn't want you believing that you are righteous and justified before God. Because if you do, all power will now begin to manifest out of you.
That's right.
So if he can cancel this truth, he's got you hooked into religion. That fell on.
Boop.
Try it on for size. Say religion.
Religion
was invented by hell to put bondage on people and the legalism of the law. And Jesus already took care of it. We can love them, but we don't have to join them.
We don't have to be a part of the accusing
anymore.
We are justified, made righteous
by faith.
Not something you do. Or something you did right for the last 3 months.
So that you could be so proud and so holy in your own eyes.
Oh, come on. You can't be the only ones. 2 or 3 giggles? Come on.
None of you have ever lived in that space? Oh my God, I'm so holy. I fasted for a week and now I have a revelation. I saw an angel.
You guys are laughing, but you know what? That's what happens. Okay? I'm not laughing at them because I lived in there. So I would have to laugh at the old me. So I am asking God for grace for them as well as for me. Because my job is to intercede as the Lord leads. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 9. Amplified. Therefore, since we are now justified, acquitted, made righteous, and brought into right relationship with God by Christ's blood, how much more certain is it that we shall be saved by him from in the indignation and wrath of God?
Say ouch. Why am I giving you that? Because many live with the fear of God that is so out of proportion that they just end up in constant turmoil, and Panicsville is their place of residence. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That place where, oh my God, if God saw me this, woohoo! How many of you have a secret life? Thank you. I don't have one of them.
Yeah, baloney.
We all do. The secret life is to be given to the Lord.
Now, wait a minute. There's a Judy anointing on this, is that it?
Yes, they're good.
A little smart coming out of it. Yeah, well, we're laughing, but you know, every one of us has a knowledge of that secret life. That secret life will get you up at 3 in the morning and wake up and have cookies when you were supposedly healed. That's what my brother had told me a few years ago. And I was there to visit. And we were in the mobile home. And the cookies were over the cabinets opposite the couch where I was sleeping. But that night, he said, "You don't have to worry anymore." He says, "I have totally been delivered. I don't eat any more cookies during the night." But about 2:30, I had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and I went back to bed, and I kind of turned around, and I faced the wall. And all of a sudden, there was some footsteps in the hallway. And I heard the door open, and I didn't say a word until the crinkling of the the plastic wrapper. And in a very deep voice, I said, "I thought you were healed." And I got baptized by cookies. They went everywhere. He didn't choose Holy Ghost language. "Damn you," he said. So I was damned for a few moments, and then we all laughed. We couldn't sleep. So his secret was out of the box. The cellophane gave it away. And we really needed the blood of Jesus to clean our act up. But we were reconciled. We laugh, but you see, you can't hide your secret life from the Lord. You're better off to tell him about it. Okay? And when you do tell him about it, give him what you can't do. Give him your disability. This Sunday, I was telling you that St. Paul says, "I celebrate my weakness." How? I celebrate them by giving them to the Lord. He knows that I can't do this. How many know you can't make yourself holy? Because the old flesh comes out, and that old lifestyle and all those old patterns come right before you. And the next thing you know, you're hunting for a cookie at 3 a.m. You know, I'm using my brother's example because it was so funny. But you know what? It's no different for me. And I have to make a quality decision. Oh, I'm going to do this because God has told me to do it. But you know, if I try to do it on my own, I fail. I constantly have to ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now I'm going to read to you just a few verses from a book that I pray will help you. Because I really questioned the Lord on this part. But he said, "I needed to give it to you so that you'll understand." I want you to close your eyes. I want you to just listen. "When I understood that one could receive eternal life by the very nature of God, when I knew this thing you have been telling us about righteousness was real, like a flash, my theology and theories were stripped away, and I saw myself for the first time as I really was in God's sight. I had never honored what he had done in Christ. I had never known what he had done for me. I was a new creation. I had the very life and nature of God. I hardly dared to say it. I am the righteousness of God. I had never confessed it before. I had never dared even think that I would ever be anything like that until after I died. Sin consciousness has held me in bondage. All the years, whenever anyone preached against sin, I said, 'That's me.' I knew sin. I had fought sin. I had suffered from its effects. But I did not know that when I was made a new creation, that the past had stopped being. I did not know that if I committed sin, I had an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. I did not know that when I was recreated, I became the righteousness of God in Christ. I became the righteousness of God in Christ. I thank you for what you have told me. The sense of condemnation has given every person an inferiority complex that makes him a coward. It robs him of faith in himself, in man, and in God, and in his word. This sin consciousness holds him in bondage. He has no right to approach God. He knows he is not good enough to pray or have his prayers answered. If he does pray, it is the prayer of desperation. This had led him into psychology or physiology. He should no more keep away from the subject of God and religion than a hungry man can keep away from food. The sense of guilt, inferiority, failure, and weakness makes him reason. And that reasoning we call philosophy. Because of this, God's entirely from his... Because of this, and there's a name and I don't want to quote it, eliminated God entirely from his philosophy. To him, God was a great mass mind without any brain or center, without any personality, etc., etc. Man has a highly developed sin consciousness, a spirit of inferiority complex, a sense of unworthiness that dominates him. He is doubt ruled or ruled by doubts. All he has is sense knowledge, faith that cannot know God nor find him. That is man as he is. Like Adam. But we're not longer like Adam. So I want you to open your eyes now, and I want you to lift up your hands, and I want you to declare, when I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I was born again, I was made righteous by faith, and the blood of Jesus Christ justified me from all unrighteousness. I rest my case, Lord, and I'm going to declare it. I am righteous by faith in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I'm righteous. Get a clue. So are you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.